Kia ora and welcome back. And I have a very exciting guest in the studio with me right now, one of our sound subsidy recipients, Sophia Ambrose.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm great.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning. I'm aware it's cold and miserable outside, but you've made the trek in. Much appreciated. Anyway, so for our audience out there, you are a recipient of one of our sound subsidies, thanks to Saltbox. So tell me, like, why did you apply? How did you find out about it?
Well, I've been writing songs for a while, but the idea of going into a studio has always seemed quite intimidating to me
due to
the cost and just not really knowing how it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I saw it through the TuneSock page.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I thought it sounded awesome because it's, like, such a good way to be introduced to the studio and to have it subsidised as well. So,
yeah,
I just went for it. I thought it looked great, yeah.
Well, congratulations for receiving it. Which must be very exciting.
Yeah.
So for those of us who kind of don't know sort of your music styles, how would you describe it?
I think I'm kind of right now going down like the indie folk kind of path.
Mm-hmm.
But the song when we recorded it kind of picked up a surprising soul edge to it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It's got a bit of groove that it didn't have before.
Was that kind of your first experience, like, in a kind of professional recording studio?
Yeah, I've been in a studio before, but that was only for studio musician recording.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I was in a band in high school, and we went into a recording studio a couple times as well, but that stuff never really saw the light of day, but, yeah.
As a lot doesn't, I guess. Did you feel like you had kind of, like, room to play around and experiment?
Yeah, definitely. But another part of it that I really appreciated as well is that everybody around me has had so much experience with this stuff that
when I was
stumped for ideas, then they could guide me and give me all the suggestions I needed.
Yeah. So you mentioned to me just earlier you study music at university.
Yeah.
So was that kind of something you knew you'd want to do?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, right. How has, like, that kind of changed your journey with music? Has it changed it much as what you're interested in and how you perform? Or has it kind of just steered you in a direction you thought it would?
I think it has been kind of unexpected. Like, I didn't actually write that many songs in high school, but then when I got to uni, I've done it the whole way through. And I never really thought I'd be, like, a proper songwriter.
Yeah, right.
And just being able to meet the range of people and having the range of instruments available, last semester I wrote for a string quartet, which I don't think I would have done if I hadn't gone to uni. So, yeah, it's kind of produced a few unexpected things like that.
Do you play any instruments yourself?
Yeah, I play guitar, and my new favourite has been the auto harp, if you know what that is.
No, I don't. Elaborate more.
It's this big, like, 36-string instrument with a bunch of chord buttons on it that you press down.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You might have seen one before.
Yeah, I probably have. Yeah. There's a lot of instruments I see and just, like, don't think much about. So is it essentially like an electronic harp?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Right, okay. So who would you say your musical influences are?
Oh, it's a tough question, but you know, I always grew up with bands like the Beatles and stuff like that.
Yep.
But I also really love listening to Dodie. Don't know if you've heard her before.
Yeah.
And recently there's been psychedelic bands like the Electric Prunes as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
So your song you recorded with the Sound Subsidy, can people hear it yet? Is it out yet?
No, not yet. We just finished doing the vocals yesterday because we did them a while ago, but I was still recovering from COVID then, actually.
Okay,
so,
yeah. So when does that come out? Does it have a date yet?
Not yet, but they are going to be doing the rest of the mixing over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, cool,
so I don't think it'll be long now.
So when going into kind of that, did you know, like, did you know what you wanted to sing?
Yeah, because you had to submit a song for the subsidies.
Right. Yeah, of course.
So,
yeah. So you mentioned like kind of soul elements to it that you didn't really expect, but was it more or less the same as what you expected it to be?
Yeah, I think it kind of ended up being a bit more groovy than I thought, but in a really good way.
Yeah, right.
I just went into it with a guitar and vocal demo, but then adding bass and drums especially just changed it quite a lot.
Yeah, cool. What are your kind of musical aspirations?
I think I'd like to bring my songwriting to a bigger stage. And even being able to go on tour in the future, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Okay, a very final question, very important question. If you could play with anyone ever, perform with them, who would you perform with?
Ooh, I think I'd choose Susie Sue.
Oh, okay, nice.
I know that's a bit out of left field, but...
No, that's a great choice.
Yeah.
And why? Why exactly?
Well, she's such a powerful woman in music, and she kind of helped get me through high school when everything was terrible. And,
yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
No, high school sucks, to be honest, but hey, that's that. Sophia, I mean, congratulations for getting the sound subsidy. That's super exciting. Super excited to hear the song once it's finished. And you're such a talented musician, and it's going to be amazing to see what you do in the future. I mean, congratulations once more, and thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.